Thank you. Sorry for the abrupt ending, but the tracks segue right, one right into the other, and if I hadn't done that, you would have gone into something else entirely. That was a very fine new album with saxophonist, a Canadian-born saxophonist, Quinson Natchoff, from his album, which is called Stars and Constellations, and some very interesting mix of sort of quote conventional end quote jazz trio and string quartets, more than holding their own in the compositions and in the style of music played there. It's one of the many facets of modern jazz, which covers such a huge range of things that sound very familiar if you haven't been listening for a number of years. And yeah, that sounds sort of like what I remember. And other stuff that doesn't sound like anything you ever remembered. And that's the excitement for me of continuing to keep the jazz flame lit as much as I can, because the range is just remarkable of what's happening in the jazz world. It's just very exciting. Quinson Natchoff there. And it's now 11:12. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here in the studio. Streamed live at our website, ckuw.ca, and archived there as well. Moving on now to a different sound. There's a relatively new label called Giant Step Arts in the jazz world that has, it's sort of the same concept of artist share in terms of the musicians themselves taking a responsibility for a lot of the publications and whatever, and listing their jazz masters, if you will. And they are, have a brand new album with vibraphonist Chen Chen Lu. She was born in Taiwan and studied in Philadelphia, but was basically discovered, that's my word, not hers, but she was at the Jazz Center in the Jazz, the Banff Jazz Residency in Canada 6 or 7 years ago, and sort of was heard by and then mentored by a couple of more senior jazz folks who have certainly helped her career since then. She's very interesting. This is Live from New York is the subtitle here. It's called Built In System, Live from New York. It features Lou's band, which is trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, bassist Richie Goods, and drummer Alan Mednard. Very good stuff. The notes keep saying that the vibraphone has become again or whatever one of the hipper instruments at the moment, and there are a number of great vibe players, and Chen Chen Lu, I think, is one of them. Here she is with her band from the album Built In System. This track is called Boulanger's Variation. That was vibraphonist Chin-Chin Liu from her new album called Built In System. And that last track, what a beautiful tune that is. It was called Xiu Qin. And I think this woman can not only play, but I love the compositional features as well on this album. And you'll be hearing more of it. It's brand new, and I have not been familiar, I have to say, with her work. Maybe a couple of tracks where a couple of albums where she's been a side person, but not as leader. And it's a very fine new album. And we just passed the halfway mark in our show today, and I'm acknowledging this because I'm going into my historical segment now, which will take maybe half hour or so. And just to tell you, you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. And I mentioned at the outset that a Canadian jazz treasure is Oscar Peterson, and I don't play a lot of him on this show, but there's a brand new release. As a matter of fact, it's out in LP form, not even for another couple of weeks, but the radio ad date is fine. It's in October, so I'm okay there. But this is truly brand new. I say that sort of ironically because it was recorded live in Lugano in 1964, but it's brand new in that it's never been heard or released before, and it features his what has considered to be his classic trio with Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums, and they'd been together 4 or 5 years at the time that they recorded this live in Lugano. So they really knew what they were doing. It's interesting. I would figure there are probably very few people in the jazz world history who can swing harder than Oscar Peterson. He has a driving, swinging style that caught the ears of people initially when he was joining the jazz world and continued throughout his whole career. Flurries of notes, but incredible swing. People have said, you know, if you can sit still when OP is playing, then you're not paying attention to what's going on. He had some interesting notes in his memoir about this group, about Thigpen and Ray Brown. I'm quoting now, "In addition to our trio rehearsals, therefore, Ray would call his own rehearsals in his or Ed's room, and they would simply practice time. They created a flexible and multifaceted rhythmical language that they could apply to any musical statement I might make and enhance any direction I might choose. In short, they practiced all the possibles." End quote. That's sort of neat, you know, because when you talk about Peterson taking off in some direction, and knowing that the bass player and the drummer have had a lot of concentration as to what to do there. I'm going to play 4 tracks from this this brand new album recorded in Lugano in 1964, live, of course. The 4 tracks are starting out with basically what has been very well known as a Bill Evans tune, A Waltz for Debbie. Then My One and Only Love from the American Songbook. And then a longer track called Blues for My Landlady. I'd love to know the backstory there, but I don't. It's just called Blues for My Landlady. And then I'll end with the title track, Con Alma, better known with Dizzy Gillespie doing the work, but very well played here. And it is, in fact, the title of this release, the Oscar Peterson Trio in Lugano, and the album is Con Alma. Here, just sit back and enjoy a remarkably rhythmic and powerful swinging half hour. Here is OP. Thank you.
Yeah.